Despite calls for government to remove the COVID-19 levy in the upcoming media budget, tax consultant Francis Timoboy is of the view that the quest to remove domestic revenue or improve domestic revenue to meet the International Monetary Fund requirements would not permit its abolishment. Government introduced the levy as a measure to help fight the pandemic. Business associations have described the levy as irrelevant in the current dispensation. Mr. Timoboy is, however, of the view that its removal could affect government's revenue target of the IMF.
Whether the some of the tax handles should be scrapped, I doubt, because, for example, COVID levy, many people have been, you know, criticizing it and said that COVID has outlived its usefulness, so therefore that particular tax should go. But if you look at the amount of money that government gets from COVID levy, I don't think it is wise for them to take it off, especially when we are under the IMF program. So, you know, governments will rather want to, you know, push for more revenue mobilization of the existing taxes rather than introducing new taxes.
To some other stories, the Institute of Fiscal Studies is advocating the Finance Ministry to establish a consolidated national budget that will account for all debt owed by state institutions, including Cocoa Board. According to the Institute, the current budget fails to capture the full extent of the national budget, including the debt stocks of critical state institutions like Cocoa Board. Leslie Dwight Mesa is an economist and also a research fellow at the Institute for Fiscal Studies.
Budget is central government oriented. To the extent that it reports the activities of parastatals, it reports central government transfers to them. Their expenditures, their borrowings are not consolidated with the central government finances. That has to change. It would be better to move towards a consolidated general government budget presentation. We were expanding public spending. So the GET funds, the road funds, were borrowing billions that were not showing up in the public budget. I mean, Cocoa Board, for example, keeps about 30% of the cocoa earnings. Now, that is a tax on farmers that should be reported in public revenue.
Leslie Dwight Mesa is an economist and also a research fellow at the Institute of Fiscal Studies, speaking there. Now, the Bank of Ghana will be selling $120 million to bulk oil distributors through its auction program for the third quarter of this year. This was captured in the Forex auction calendar from July to September this year. More from George Yaffe.
It was the expectation that due to the current pressure on the Ghana city, the Bank of Ghana will have increased the amount of dollars sold to these distributors. However, the central bank kept to the same amount at $120 million. This was what they sold to these firms in the second quarter of 2024, the same amount in the same period for last year. But for some industry watchers, the Bank of Ghana is just being cautious about its dollar intervention. This is despite reserves reaching more than $6 billion for this year. The IMF program has restricted the Bank of Ghana in terms of its level of dollar market intervention. The central bank has two dollar auction programs, one targeted at the bulk oil distribution firms to aid the imports of finished petroleum products, and the other one for the general market when it comes to businesses and commercial banks to help them in their daily operations and facilitate imports of other products into the country.
George Yaffe filed that report. Chief Executive of the African Cybersecurity and Digital Rights Organization, Kenneth Ado Amanfo, has indicated that Ghana's digitalization agenda should be driven by collaboration between the private and public sector. He explains that the agenda should not be primarily fueled by only the services sector, with minimal contributions from the industrial and agricultural sectors. He spoke to Joy Business at the 5th annual Ghana SIG event.
The world is moving towards a digital age, and we are always there. You've seen most countries that are, you know, embarking on digital drive, and Ghana, for instance, is doing that. We've seen our Ministry of Communication embarking on that drive. We've seen the Cybersecurity Authority also embarking on that drive. I think that it's a collaborative effort. We cannot do, government cannot do it all by itself. The academia cannot do it by themselves. The private sector cannot do it by itself. It's a collaborative effort. You know, all the different stakeholders have a unique role to play in all contributing to shape this digital landscape. So it's important government plays its part. It's important that the academia plays its part, but building capacity in terms of our youth, especially that are coming up.
Kenneth Edu Amanfo is the chief executive of the African Cybersecurity and Digital Rights Organizations. To some other stories, the director of environment at the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Derry Peter, is calling for foreign direct investment and private sector funding to aid in the implementation of projects aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. At the launch of the National Determined Contribution Revision Process, Dr. Derry said financing is crucial in helping various sectors of the economy to contribute towards reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
If we look at the cocoa forest sector, you know, emission reductions, great emission reductions to the extent that we are even getting money from carbon that we have traded with the support of the World Bank. Okay, so these are critical. Then when you come to the energy sector, you will see that we have increased the amount of renewable energy in our energy mix. If you look at the Navrongo and the Kalio and Laura solar projects that have been created. These are huge investments in the area of renewable energy. We have a number of cookstoves projects, especially led by the private sector, a number of them. Recently, we heard about...
You heard the Director of Environment at the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Peter Derry, speaking there. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab, and our resource person from Enterprise Trustees tells us why you should sign up for a pension plan.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Nana Asante Amwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. How well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Signing up for a personal pension is a crucial step in securing your retirement. Choose a plan aligned with your retirement goals and make regular contributions towards it. Seek professional advice from any of the NPRA licensed corporate trustees for a tailored strategy that aligns with your retirement goals. As Harry Fosdick said, don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
Nana Asante Amwakun is the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees with today's edition of Pension Tip on Money Lab, explaining to us what really you should do or know about signing up for a pension plan here in Ghana. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. And this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Billion Gang promo for you, and over 7,000 adets across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include full vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.